Hey, no, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, sir, so sorry that I got disconnected somehow.
Big fun.
Yes, sir, first of all, put my call on speaker.
Yeah, I have.
All right. Now, sir, look at the very extreme bottom. Look at the very extreme bottom. You'll get to see there's a box over there at the left-hand side, and at the middle, you will get to see a circle, and at the right-hand side, you will get to see a triangular, right?
Yeah.
So you need to give a click on the so you need to give a click on the middle one, the circle one. Look at the very extreme bottom.
Yeah.
So now can you see all your apps and regular icons?
As soon as I open my phone again, you know. Yes.
Now, sir, now, sir, on your Android cell phone, you do have an application which is called Play Store. Do you know what is Play Store, sir?
Play Store,
Open the application. Play Store.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come on now. Go to the apps.
Yes, sir. Go to the Play Store application.
Apps,
All right, sir. Now, are you on your Play Store?
Yes.
All right. Now look at the very top, sir. You will get to see there's a white long search panel over there from where you can type something.
Where you search for stuff?
Yes, sir. Give a click on search and sorry for that.
Search for apps, What's the app?
Yes, sir. Now, sir, give a click on that and now type there letter A. A as in Australia.
Yeah, A.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy.
APP,
It should be, sir, listen to my words very carefully. It should be A as in Australia, then it should be N as in Nancy.
I-N, yes.
Then, sir, Y as in yellow.
Y.
Then letter D as in doctor.
D, yeah.
Then letter E as in echo.
E, yeah.
Then letter S as in sugar.
Then letter K
as in kingdom.
A-I-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes, sir. Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
Showing results for a new desk.
Yes, sir.
Search instead for A-N-Y.
Now, sir, can you see any option comes up on your screen like any desk, the first remote desktop application? Look at the very first option. It should be a red color application with a diamond on it.
Yeah, red one, yeah.
Yes, sir. Give a click on that and install that application.
Something doesn't feel wrong. Yeah, it's downloading now.
Alright. Is it downloaded?
Yeah, it's installing now.
Alright, give a click on install. And when the install is done, just do let me know, alright?
Yeah, so I think I might need the app now.
Give a click on OK.
Yeah.
Now what is going
It's come back and it says install.
Yeah, give a click on install.
Yeah, I've got it installed now. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, sir, when you show you uninstall, just do let me know, alright?
Yeah, he's having trouble understanding your English, brother.
Uninstalling.
Have you installed?
Now, sir,
you need to open up the application AnyDesk, which you have installed right now. Just go to your regular apps and icons. And you need to open up the red color application, which is AnyDesk.
Yeah, there is. AnyDesk.
Alright. After opening up AnyDesk, what can you see?
Hang on, brother.
Yes, I'm holding the line.
It's not doing anything. It must be
any desk. We're clicking onto any desk, but there's no action.
I'll go back to the play store and see what's happening. I might have missed doing something.
Okay, now his phone's fucking up because no.
My phone's free.
I'm sorry, if you need any help, you can ask me.
Okay. Yeah, the phone's frozen. It's just froze. I can't hear.
Alright.
You're doing it for me, brother. You just gotta give me a moment.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm back in the app store, in the app, in the desk, and as soon as I come out of that, it won't do anything for me.
So you need to open up the app, any desk. Just do a thing.
There's a
yes, and
that's drawing.
Once we get past any desk, we get to the search where you're meant to press search.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's waiting for the phone to catch up.
It's glitching out, mate.
Okay, we're right now onto a face page that's saying plug-in
activation.
To be able to control this device remotely, a plug-in needs to
give a click on cancel. Give a click on cancel.
Click on cancel. Okay, cancel, press cancel.
Now, sir, can you see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
Listen, we'll see.
Tutorial, you can abort.
Yes, sir, give a click on this tutorial. Give a click on the tutorial 5 times until that it's gone, alright?
Holy. Click onto that 5 times, apparently. Wherever you said. Just tell us where we have to click again, please.
Yes, sir.
Where do I click on?
Where do we click on?
Area. To the blue area. Where is that tutorial showing you?
Session status. Your address.
Yes, sir.
Remote
now,
address.
Sir. Yes, sir. Now, can you see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
Looking, searching.
Yes, sir. Look at the very top. You will get to see something written as your address. And beside that...
Oh, the name is that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Can you see some... There's a 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
Cancellation ID.
Your address and it's got numbers.
Yes, sir. Confirm with the numbers so I can verify from our server.
902-112-814.
All right. And so below that, can you see something written as set password?
It says, bank address with an arrow and that's it. And a microphone. Yeah.
So below those numbers, can you see say, something written as set password? Can you see that?
Set password, yeah.
Yes, sir. Give a click on that set password.
So I'll push that one, do I?
Yeah, you have to give a click on set password.
Set password, okay.
And after that, you need to scroll it down to the page, and you need to find out the permission profile. So you need to give a click on permission profile.
Permission profile.
Set password, push it.
Yes, sir. Give a click on set password, and after that, you will get to see a security page comes up on your screen, and you need to scroll it down, and you need to find out the
options. For a minute. It's stuck here.
Just wait a minute. Please.
I've got your address and 902, right? 112-814. It's got a V with a
ring like a football
circle, football player. And set password, right? And then in the next section, it's got remote address.
All right. Now listen to me very carefully. You need to give a click on set password. You need to give a click on that set password.
Okay. Set password. There's no activation. There we go. Something happened.
Yes, sir. Now listen to me very carefully. Scroll it down the page, and you will get to see another option comes up like permission profile.
Slow down when you're talking, mate.
Please repeat. The thing is, it says set password under the number. It's got 3 dots at the end of the number, and it's got a V with a dot, big dot on top, and that's what your address, right? How do I send that to you? Set password? Do I push that?
Yes, sir. give a click on the set password.
It's very slow in its activation, like it's freezing.
Can you see our security page comes up like interactive access, permission, something like that?
It says remote address below that, and then I've got two TV screens and four screens.
All right. Now, sir, what I'm going to do, as our server has verified your ID, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a security warning on your cell phone, all right? The security warning will be, I trust this call and I'm aware of the risk, all right? Then you need
to...
Yes, then you need to give a click on accept, all right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir. Could you please confirm me the ID once again?
902.
Uh-huh.
112.
Uh-huh.
814.
It's 902-112-814, right?
Yep, right.
All right. Now, sir, you will get to receive our security warning on your cell phone.
Support will never call.
Can you see like, I trust this call and I'm aware of this?
I trust this call, yeah.
Give a click on the checkbox. You need to give a click on the checkbox. And besides
Come up security warning.
Yes,
another person would like to access your device.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now, you see another option, and I'm aware of this list. You need to give a click on that, and after that, you need to give a click on accept.
That person can do everything that you can do on your device, etc. Sending money, reading text messages, and emails. Yeah, now it says remote address and set password.
The security warning once again.
I'm on security warning. Yep.
Yes, sir. You need to give a click on I trust this call and I'm aware of
this.
Then you need to give a click on accept.
And there we go. Yep. Now, security warning. That's what has come up as, and it's got a candle.
Yes, sir. You need to give a click on I trust this call. And then I'm aware of this list, then you need to give a click on accept.
If you accept this person, can you?
Scroll it down the page, scroll it down the security page.
It's on phone. It says here, if you accept this person can do everything that you can do on text messages and emails, etc.
Yes, sir. You need to give a click on both of the check boxes, and after that, you need to give a click on accept. Did you get my point?
Of the risk.
Do you show this one? Yeah? Yeah, accept. There you go.
Give a click on accept, then after that you will get to receive something like start bot.
Now what I want to do is promote address.
Now, sir, can you see our connection established? eBay security server has been connected with your server, right?
Yeah, eBay security server.
eBay command.
All right, now sir, look at the very left hand side top. You will get to see the three vertical lines over there. Can you see that? Look at the very top.
Yeah, at the very top there's a circle with it. Who do you work for?
Sorry, come again.
Hey, who are you working for?
Sir, we are working from eBay. You can see that on your cell phone that eBay
security
is connected with you right now.
Is there anybody that can confirm that you do this legitimately before I do anything more?
Yes, sir. You can see that. You can see that on your cell phone that our eBay security server is connected with you. You can see on the top of your screen, connection established, eBay security server. Can you see that?
Yeah, it says connection established. eBay security server has got a number.
Now look at the very look at the very top, at the left hand side top, you will get to see there
is
a vertical line over there.
Yes, sir.
Can you see something comes up like setting?
About settings, yeah?
Yeah, give a click on setting.
Click on settings, yeah, general, security,
Then give a click on privacy.
Privacy, yeah?
Yes, sir. All right, now go back, Yes, sir. Now you need to give a click on security.
Security. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, sir, scroll it down the page.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Permissions?
Yes, sir. Scroll it down the page.
Check down, eh?
Yes, sir. Now, can you see something comes up like permission profiles?
Permission profiles, yeah.
Yes. Then give a click on full access.
Full access. You've got to give me a minute just to read this.
Give a click on full access, sir.
Full access, yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, sir, look at the second option. There is something you can add, enable unattended access. Can you see that with a checkbox?
Profile enabled.
No, sir. Below that, you will get to see another option which says enable unattended access. Can you see that?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Now, it will ask you for the password, right?
Yeah, but I have another password for this.
Yeah. Sir, I will provide you the password. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, type in the password. It should be eBay. E-B-A-Y. eBay.
A-M-B-Y.
Then some numbers. Then put some numbers over there. It should be 78.
78.
90.
90.
Yes, now give a click on OK.
Yeah.
Now give a click on close.
Yes, let's jump back to permission
Yes, sir. Now give a click on close. Look at the very bottom. We'll get to see an option which says close. Give a click on close.
Yeah. There you go.
Now give a close on again. Then look at the very look at the very left hand side top. There's a arrow back. Yeah, give a click on back. A click on back once again.
Yeah.
Now, sir, you will get to receive a security warning once again. Once you receive, just do let me know. All right.
I'm back to any desk. Security warning. Yeah.
Now, can you see something comes up like start now?
Yeah. I just like to write. To all the
Give a click on start now.
Yeah, I'm just reading it. I'm a slow reader. Yeah, and now it's punched over to any desk and it's connection.
Yes, sir. Now do a thing. Just simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah.
All right. Now open up the Google form your end, sir. Now open up the Google form your end.
Google?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, if I haven't got eBay, why do I need eBay to do this?
Alright, so now do a thing. Now look at the very bottom, you will get to see a search option over there. So now give a click on search. Alright. And now type there, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then.
My.
Then put number one, the numerical one.
One. Yeah.
Then, give, so then you letter P. Letter P.
Alright,
pay. Yes. The liver space. The liver space.
And last five.
Then type address.
Address. Yeah.
The liver space and type location.
Yeah.
Then search for it. Then search for it.
Yeah.
Now, sir, can you see something comes up on your screen like your IPv4
IP address?
Yes, address
details, show more details. Is this you guys, is it?
Yes, sir. Can you see your internet IP address over your screen?
IPv4 address?
Yes, sir. Your
this internet is my IP. Yeah.
That's your internet IP address. And below that, can you see something comes up like IP location?
Yeah.
And what is the IP location? Can you please tell me?
Mountain View, California. You're a street up.
Yes, sir. So, yeah. So since the beginning of this call, I told you the billing address was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California. And your internet IP address has been tracked over there, right? So as you can see,
yeah,
in front of your own eyes, that your internet IP address has been hacked, and there are some people from Mountain View, California. They are using your internet IP address to get access to your information.
How do I stop it?
Now, as I told you that your internet IP address has been tracked, so right now just do a thing. Simply log in into your bank and see if you see any suspicious transaction over there, even though it is $1. If you see any suspicious transaction
over there, I haven't got my bank details on my phone.
So, then how do you check your statement, sir?
I beg your pardon?
How do you check your statement?
I have a statement sent to me once a month, every three months, sorry.
Alright, just hold on for a second.
Hi.
Big fun? Hello? Yeah, sir, just hold on for a second. Let me have a word with my manager, then I will come back to you. Just stay on the line.
I stung boxing and divorce tort. That's it. Mobile and... I know.
Right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior supervisor, who will have a word with you, and he will tell you what you do, you need to do next. All right. So just be on the line.
Yeah.
Let me transfer this call to my senior supervisor. All right.
Yeah. The thing is, I haven't got internet banking on my phone. It's all cool. Yep, no worries. What's a good host name? What does that mean?
Hello.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Thank you for being on hold, sir. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not today. I don't do banking over my phone or anything. I have no nothing on my phone that connects me with my bank.
I understand your concern, sir. The thing is that we received an unauthorized transaction report in our server. I do believe my previous colleague just explained you each and everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any problem regarding understand what exactly is going on?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm telling you in a very clear words that your informations are trying to be compromised, okay? Your identity details are getting misused for doing some fraud transactions on eBay, and for that reason, we are blocking the fake account and we need to secure your informations just like before, so that in future, you don't receive any kind of international transaction without your authorization and without your knowledge. Okay, sir?
Right. No worries. Yep.
All right.
So I'm going to pack them on.
Exactly, that's the thing is going on. Now we're going to configure that from which platform your informations are getting compromised, okay? At the moment,
so I think
one
thing I've got,
please tell me.
Host name, I've got IP location, host name, and box. And
your IP location says it's Mountain View, California, United States, right?
Yep.
Okay. And we have the billing address as well. It's 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. That's the billing address we have got from where we are receiving.
No, that's not Bundaberg, buddy. You're Australia, mate.
We know that. So that's why we are trying to help you out. Now, do one thing. Press the circle button from the very extreme bottom and come back to your home page.
Come back to...
Are you back to the home page where you can see all your
apps and icons? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now just give me a moment and please open up the settings from your phone. Open up your phone settings.
Settings.
Now,
it's done.
Now on the settings. Go to the bottom, you will get to see an option, it says accessibility.
About phone, system, language and time, backup, Google, digital well-being, accessibility.
Yes, screen accessibility.
Controls. Yeah, go into that.
Yes, click on accessibility. Click on it.
Yep, got that.
Do you see any desk control service AD1? It's off over there. You need
off.
To make it on.
Download it. Off.
Click on the control service AD1.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Now it's off over there. You need to make it on. There are two options. One is control service AD1, and the another one is control service AD1 shortcut. You need to turn on both of them. You need to allow it.
Now I'm doing the bottom one. Yeah. Right over at the bottom.
Now press
when
the home.
Go back to controls. Yeah.
Now press the home button, come back to the home page, and open up the red app AnyDesk once again.
Open up the app. It's open.
Okay. Now give me a moment.
eBay security server.
All right. Now just give me a moment, okay? Don't touch anywhere. Our server will verify your ID once again. If you see any option coming up, it says start now. You just need to give a click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yeah, start now.
Click on start now. Now you simply press the home button and back to the previous page.
Yeah, home button on back to the front of the phone now.
Now just give me a moment.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're gonna start up with the security procedures. All right, sir. So as you know that your identity details are getting misused, can you please confirm me? In past 48 hours, have you used any kind of public Wi-Fi? You haven't. Okay. Now,
I don't have Wi-Fi on my phone.
All right. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start up the security with all of your details, okay? Because we need to secure your identity details and your banking information because those are the main informations the hackers are trying to misuse without your authorization. You just do a thing. Yeah. First of all, open up your mail.
Beg your pardon?
Open up the Play Store. First, open the Play Store once.
closed off, but I have no bank details on this one. Nothing
don't
at all.
Worry. Don't worry, I'm going to help you out with that, each and everything. Now look at the Play Store, look at the right-hand side top. Do you see your photo or your name initiate over there?
Yes, yeah, I push that, yeah.
Click on
I'll
it. Yeah. Okay. I'm confirming you the email address which we have got in our server. It's aarzr1963@gmail.com.
Right? That's right.
That's the address we have in our records for this fraudulent activity. So we are going to secure this email address so that whatever the security steps we will do, we will be able to make a report at the end and we will be able to send you the security mail. Okay. Now simply press the home button, press the home button and open up the Google.
Home button. No, the front side, yeah, and
open up your Google now.
Google, yeah.
Yes. Now, as you know, sir, your informations are getting compromised and some fraud charges are trying to be taken place. So, we need to check out the banking security, okay? Now, on the search bar, put the name of your bank from your own end. Don't need to tell me over the call. We have the reports with us. You just put the bank name from your end. Okay, now press the home. Now press the home button once again. Press the home button and need to open the any desk. The server somehow got disconnected.
Things
happen. Yes, just open the any desk app once again.
I'll do it again. Yeah.
Yes. And you will get to see start now. You need to give a click on start now over there.
Right, so I put the same thing in as I just did there. Yeah?
First, open up the AnyDesk, the red app.
Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, the home page, open the desk app, yeah?
Yes.
AnyDesk, yeah.
Now you see start now, click on start now, okay?
Plug-in activation. To be able to control this device,
you know. Will get to start now. Click on start now.
Yep, and then it comes up OK.
Click on don't show this again. Click on OK.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're the one showing me with a little blue dot.
Now,
accessibility.
Okay, click on the control service AD1. Make it off, and you need to make it on once again.
It's on. Take it off.
Yes, take it off and make it on once again.
Allow.
Yes, allow.
Okay. AD1, allow. Yeah, it's on now.
Now click on home button and open the AnyDesk once again. You will get to see the start now option again.
Yeah, AnyDesk connection established.
Yes, you will see start now again. Click on start now.
You're good. Start now. Yeah, there it is.
Yes. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you just do a thing, sir. Press the home button and open up your Google. Open up the Google.
Yeah.
Yes. And can you just confirm me, have you ever checked your banking statements on online, sir? Have you ever done that?
Never.
Okay. So right now, for the temporary security, as because we need to check the securities right now, we are going to help you with this temporary registration, okay? Now click on the search bar.
Okay, that because last time I did it, I'm on a different phone.
Yes. We're going to help you with that. You don't need to worry. I'm going to help you so that in future you don't face any problems. You just click on the search bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Now put the name of your bank.
Yes.
Then leave us, then type a register.
Me, huh?
Touch the word register. R as in Romeo.
Sorry, come on off register. I got to put.
Yes. Type the word register.
It's
R as in Romeo. E as in Echo.
A.
G as in Google.
Yep.
I as in Indigo.
Yep.
S as in Sugar.
Yep.
T as in Tomorrow.
Yep.
E as in Echo.
Okay. Yeah.
R as in Romeo. Then leave a space.
Leave a space, yep.
Then type.
Yep.
Online. Online.
Online.
Then give a space.
Bank account. Yeah.
After, then type banking, the word banking.
Yep, done it.
Now click on the magnifying glass from your keypad and tap on search.
Come on, bank register online. I didn't.
Are you clear?
Hang on, brother.
Now, you just do a thing. Scroll the page a little bit. Scroll down the page.
Yeah. Saving account.
Slowly, scroll down.
Okay.
Scroll down more.
Yeah.
Okay. Scroll down.
Yeah.
Now wait. Do you see Net Bank? Click on it.
Net Bank,
Now scroll down the page. Scroll it down.
Just wait.
You just press the home button once. Press the home button.
Home button?
Yes, and open up the red app any desk again. Security problem is happening. That's why it's got disconnected. Just open the any desk once again. Press the home button and open the any desk.
Okay.
Now you see start now. Click on start now.
I clicked on OK and then it went across to any desk control service.
Now click on start now.
There is not a start now. Hang on, there you go.
Yes, open the any desk once again.
Any desk control service, AD1.
You just come out of it, press the home button, and open the red app any desk.
Yeah, it's open. Start now.
Click on start now.
What? I just want to read something. Recording and casting this includes information such as passwords, names, details. There's a lot of information out.
Yes, complete security we are providing you. So that's why click on start now, so that the server can give you the complete security. Okay?
Have
you done, sir?
Yes, I have.
All right. Now, look at the bottom of your screen. There are three icons, right? A square, a circle, and a triangle.
Circle, rectangle. Which one?
Click on the square one.
Yep.
Now, slide your screen from left to right. From left to right.
Yeah.
Now, click on the Google one.
Google where it says, come on. Yeah, where it says, what one's in it then. Yeah.
Yes, click on it.
Yes. I'm just waiting for it to come through.
And now, scroll down the page. you will get to see an option, register for NetBank. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
Click on it.
Yeah.
Okay, now zoom in the page. Zoom in. It will be asking you for your debit card number. You need to put your debit card. Slide to the left. Slide your screen to the left. Now check the first panel. It is asking you for your debit card number. Okay, you need to put your debit card number
over there. It says, please enter your card detail below.
Yes. Yes, put your card number. It will ask your card number. Any information
about the phone. You have the whole open sheet of my bank details, right? And I've never
You're not sharing it with me, sir. Okay? I'm just helping you out from my end so that I can, you can get the security. Whatever you're doing.
But I have also bank security.
Yes, that's what we are doing. We're going to give you all the security, okay? And right now you're doing a temporary registration, okay? It's not for your purpose.
I just hope that I'm not being bogus,
Take your time and hand me your debit card. Whatever the details you will put over there, please double check it, okay? Because right at the moment, your identity verification will be also done. So make sure you're putting all your details are correct. Don't make any mistake. If you need any help, sir, please ask me, okay? I will help you.
Yeah, I'm just about finished on what I want. I've done that.
Now, go to the next column. It will ask you for the card PIN, which you use in ATMs, okay? The four-digit card PIN. Okay, you just put it there. Are we done, sir? Now go to the next column just below that. You will get to see security code. Give a click over there.
Security.
Now scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page. Now slide your screen to the right. Sorry, to the left little bit. To the left. Slide your screen to the left.
It's a security code. I haven't put anything into that. What security code is that?
Type that W, capital W, W as in whiskey. Then H as in Henry in uppercase. H will be in uppercase.
Capital letter.
Yes, capital letters. All will be in capital, nothing will be in small. Then letter N is for November, capital N. Then capital E, E for Edward. Then capital T. Then capital P.
And then capital P.
Now make
W-H-E-N-T-P and that's their security code.
Now make the page a little bit small.
Big button.
Make the page a little bit small. Zoom out the page a little bit. Now scroll to the top. Now just zoom in the page little bit. Zoom in little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
Now slide to the left. Slide to the left of your screen.
Yeah.
To the left. Go to the left side.
I already did. Yeah. I'm as far as I can go.
Now there is an option that says next. Give a click on next.
Next. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Now just wait for a while. The server will verify it for you. Don't do anything. Okay. Now zoom in the page a little bit. Just zoom in the page.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now slide the screen a little bit to the right.
Yeah.
Now scroll up the page a little bit.
Up.
Scroll up. Now wait.
Yeah.
Now you can see there is a mobile number ending with 064.
Yeah.
Yes. Whose phone number is this? Is this your number?
064. Not no, I don't know the last three numbers.
To whom this phone number belongs?
No, I haven't got a clue.
Is that your wife's phone? Yes. Is that your wife's number or is it your number?
No. Nobody. Not mine.
Is it belongs to any of the other family member, like your daughter or son?
No. It doesn't belong to me at all. I don't know the number at all, maybe.
Because we have the records in our server that your phone number in which we are talking right now is 432-027-971, right?
That's it.
Yes, this is the phone number we have got over here with us. But
yeah, that's my number.
But according to the reports of your banking, the mobile number which is registered on your bank is ending with 064.
On my banking?
Yes.
Nah, I don't know this number at all, mate. My wife.
You live with your wife, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know your wife's number? What's your wife's number?
Yes, I do know her number, and she's just getting it for me.
Yes. Just tell me her phone number, please.
047? Oh, sorry, 0457.
Uh-huh.
869.
Uh-huh.
444.
444, right?
Yep.
Okay. Click on your screen. Give a click on your screen.
Yeah, it's gone dark. What do I do with it anyway?
Okay. Now, first of all, press the home button once and open the AnyDesk once again.
AnyDesk, yep.
Come on.
Yeah. Push OK.
What do you see on your screen?
Plugin activation.
Click on don't show this again and click on cancel.
Don't show this again and click cancel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to see start now. Just give a click on start now.
Now
from the bottom, just press the circle button and come back to the home page.
Yeah.
And now please open up the settings once again. Open up your settings.
On the phone, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for them to come up, yeah. I'm in now, yeah. Where do I go?
Are you on the settings now, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now on the settings, have a look. You will get to see an option. It says display, something like that.
Are
you on the settings at the moment? Have you opened the settings?
Yeah, I've got the settings, but where is it? It's got views. about phone, digital well-being,
disability screen. Scroll to the top of your screen.
Top, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I can see secure, scroll to the top.
Yeah.
Now, you will get to see an option display. Just scroll down a bit.
Right, I've got network, connection device, apps and notifications, battery, features, display. Yeah, push that step.
Yes, push that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in.
Now, this is screen timeout over there. Give a click on it. Screen timeout. There is an option, screen timeout. Give a click on it.
Screens on after 1 minute, go. Yeah.
And you have to make it 15 or 30. Make it never. There's an option never. Click on never.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And now, from the bottom of your screen, click on the square icon. Click on the square icon.
On the bottom of my screen, because I'm on display block.
Bottom, you can see three icons, a square, circle, and a triangle. Click on the square one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now slide your screen left to right. You will get to see the Google again.
Yep. Yeah, back in it, yeah.
Click on the Google.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come up.
Yeah, just wait here. Just zoom in the page.
Yeah, right, I already am. I'll let him bring it. It says, for security reasons, you're unable to use the back, forward, and refresh buttons in your browser.
Okay. You just do it again. Okay. Click on the back arrow, the triangle from the bottom.
Yeah. Go on back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you please confirm, sir, do you remember in which phone you have the phone number ending with 064?
No, I don't.
Because in that number, you will receive the security code, right? So it's very important.
Oh, that number? I haven't got that number.
You haven't got that number?
Oh.
Okay, just give me a moment, okay? Let me talk to the accounts department. Just stay on the line for a while.
Yeah, all right.
And can you just confirm, sir, do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you're having in your account?
It's either a couple of dollars or a few cents.
Like, is it more than $1,000 you have got?
No.
You don't have even $1,000 in your account, right, sir?
No, I have way less than 1,000. I've got less than 100.
Less than $100 in your account, right?
Yeah, there should be.
Okay, and do you have any pensioner security account with you?
Pensioner security account?
Uh-huh.
I'm on the pension, yeah.
Yes, so do you have any pensioner security account? Or you only have only one account with your bank?
I have only one account with my bank, yeah.
Yeah, and is that a Smart Access account? Do you have a paper statement, sir? Have you got the paper statement?
No, I've got the card here.
Okay, you just give me a moment, okay? Just stay on the line.
Yeah, it says debit. It's something wrong. I'm going to ring the bank after this.
Okay, you are saying press the home button. Come back to your home page.
I am fine, yeah.
Okay, and apart from the Commonwealth Bank, sir, do you have any other bank?
Not at all.
Okay. Does your wife have any other bank account?
No, not at all, no.
She don't even have any bank account?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, with which bank she's dealing with? Because she...
The same as mine.
She also have the Commonwealth Bank account, right?
Yep.
Okay, and do you people check the banking statements of that account on online?
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. So, we're going to do the security on her account, okay? So that through your account, we will be able to secure your account as well, okay? Because
Sorry? You want to send her the information and...
Don't
give
me any information. You're not giving me any information, right? We will register the security on her account, and then we will provide the same security to your account. All right. Now, press the square icon from the right-hand side corner.
The square, yeah.
Yes. And do you have any rough idea? Yes. And do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance your wife is having in her account?
No, not at all.
Okay, not an issue. You just click on the...
I have nothing to do with her account, and she has nothing to do with mine. I understand.
You just give a click on Google, the Google sign on your screen.
Yes.
Now, just like before, you used your card number and your card PIN. Just like before, you just put the card number and the card PIN of your wife, okay?
No, I can't do that. She won't give it up. No.
We are not asking it for you, sir. We are asking it so that we can give you the securities to all your accounts. As because your identity details are getting compromised, there's a possibility that because of your identity details, your wife's identity details can be affected. Okay. So we...
She hasn't been affected, and she's not willing to give me the information to her account.
I'm not asking you to give it to me, sir.
I'm not saying that. She won't give it to me either.
Okay.
She's very private when it comes to that, so.
Yes, that's why we are trying to help you out, sir, because we don't want that nothing goes happen wrong with your information. Okay? We don't want you to lose any of your funds or lose any of your information because of our platform, because the fraudulent activities are happening in our platform. Right. That's what we have to make sure. We are just going to do a temporary security update.
She's not willing enough to give it to me.
She's your wife and she's not giving you the card.
Yes, no, that's her privacy. So,
I understand her privacy, but it's for your own security, sir. She should understand that.
Listen, can you ring me back in 10 minutes and I'll discuss it with her and I'll go from there. I'm going to ring my bank and have my card blocked from any information or anything. It should go that way anyway.
Okay.